Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris will be back on Monday. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, man?
So I got to ask the question a couple of times, but more recently, recent enough for me to remember, why do I stand up during the show? Now we're on YouTube channel. You can see us. I do because I have a nerve issue in my neck that runs all the way down the left side. And when I sit down often, it triggers it. It makes my whole, my hand go numb, my knee go numb. And it does it periodically. So the best thing for me to do, especially now that we have the cameras, so that I won't send our technicians and Joe crazy standing up, sitting down, I just stand up the whole time.
So do you have like medicine for this?
No.
Man, I was going to say swallow it and shut up, but okay. You know, like, hey, no, I'm sitting, like I sit down the whole time because what people don't know is I actually pee the entire time during the show. There's a cup down here.
I'm never uncomfortable standing up, but I get uncomfortable sitting down, therefore I stand up the whole time.
It was funny because that was a conversation we had about this. Is like, what do we do with Rob if he's going to sit down or stand up? Because on occasion you will sit, right? Or
during a break. But, I only sit during a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't notice. I notice you sitting sometimes, right. But I don't.
It's only on a break because I don't want to drive Joe crazy. Oh, he's sitting down now. Let me adjust the camera. Oh, he's standing up. So I just, while we're on, I stand up.
If you want to drive Joe crazy, just say it's going to be partly cloudy. It's going to be partly cloudy.
Twice?
Yeah. That's all you need. Oh, look. Start off the show.
I didn't think you heard that.
I didn't. You told me. So that's why I'm Go ahead. Oh, on the air. On the air, Chief. Don't just whisper in someone's ear.
Yeah. I didn't hear it.
Okay.
Oh, man. Houston, we have a quarterback problem.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, he's 3-0.
Called that last night.
I didn't realize he was 5-1 in his last six starts.
Really?
Davis, yeah. 5-1 in his last six starts.
Yeah. Oh,
I looked it up.
Because, like, I don't want to dismiss, like, coming back and winning that game in Jacksonville, but I thought they were at home. I thought the Jacksonville game they won because Jacksonville gave it up at the end. But again,
still won.
You go back and look at it, you're going to give him his record and say he's 5-1.
He's not great, 16-30 for 153, two tutties.
Yeah,
but he's getting the job done at 3-0. How about Josh Allen goes from six touchdowns to none and two turnovers? I thought he was out on that one tackle from behind because he came forward with all his might to make that throw and it just didn't get clinched like that at the last second. I thought it was done.
Remember the two things I said yesterday about how good how good the Buffalo Bills are against tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. Like what Dalton Schultz had one catch for 7 yards. We talked about on the flip side watching Dawson Knox fill in for Dalton Kincaid. He didn't meet his prop, so went 3-1 in those prop plays I gave out, and I called the Houston win. Going back to when the worst game that Josh Allen's had in the NFL.
When did Dalton Schultz have a catch?
I thought he had one for seven.
I don't think he had anything.
Okay.
I don't remember him having anything. I'm looking at the stat line now. He doesn't have any catch.
Maybe I looked at a target. I don't know. But It doesn't matter. It's still a winner. I'm not complaining that he didn't have one. I thought he had one. But the point is, like, going back to last night's game, Josh Allen.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Why am I looking at Buffalo? You're right. He did.
Josh Allen had his worst game in the history of his career against this D'Amico Ryan's defense last year. And then you look at it last night, you can't tell me he wasn't struggling. Like, he did. He looked like he was a little confused at times.
He was sacked 8 times. By the way, we should all be talking about Myles Garrett. We should be, because he's having a phenomenal year. But let's not forget about Will Anderson.
Oh, it's amazing, man.
10.5 sacks. 2 last night. He's having a great year, too. He's not. I'm not comparing him to Myles Garrett. I'm not. But he's having a phenomenal year.
But you wouldn't be wrong to say, I'm not saying it's this year, because Myles Garrett has had 2 huge games where you're compiling sacks. They all count. You know, we've talked about this. You don't get to say, well, he had that 140-yard run. It all counts. Because then do I get to take away the ones where he got tackled in the backfield? No, because that's not how this works. When it comes down to it, if you're looking at it, Will Anderson could have a better season than Myles Garrett, right? He can win the defensive player of the year. Yeah. I'm not saying it's this year, but I don't think it's ridiculous to start comparing those two, because he's in the conversation.
Yeah, you talk about pass defenses and all those things. He fills up the stat line more than Garrett.
Yep. And you know, like, it's funny to me just looking at this Houston team, because they really do need a lot of things to go right. They've kind of put this together. And as you pointed out, now that they're winning without C.J. Stroud, you have to go back to Stroud when he's ready. You invested too much into that guy.
He's a draft pick.
Yeah.
You go back to him next year. You ride the hot hand this year.
I'm going back to C.J. Stroud.
You know why you ride the hot hand?
I don't know. It's hot of a hand.
They're winning with him. And you can fool somebody, especially if Davis Mills is not a free agent at the end of the year.
If somebody goes and signs him, then I think
trick somebody.
Stupid. Yeah. I think they're stupid.
How many dumb teams are there in the National Football League?
There's a lot of them.
All right.
But, like, if I go, all right, game logs here for...
He's not good. I'm not saying he's good.
No, but I'm just saying, like, he's thrown 5 touchdowns in 4 games. Like, it's okay. And then I go look at the other numbers, and here we are, 137, 292 against Jacksonville, 274 against Tennessee. He threw for 153 yards last night, 16 of 30. Like, he's not good.
I know he's
CJ Stroud is better, and you got to find out what you have in that guy. So I'm going back to him.
I don't know if I am.
I ain't going to old long neck here. He's nobody.
I don't know if I'm going right back to him.
It's not even a question for me. CJ Stroud has way better upside, and if I'm going to make the playoffs, I think he's the guy that's going to take me, not Davis Mills. Stanford. Sorry.
What was their record before Davis Mills?
I mean, I don't care. Does C.J. Stroud get the win of the game he was in and he got hurt? Or does Davis Mills get that win?
Davis Mills is not even in the same stratosphere as C.J. Stroud. We both agree to that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to ride the hot hand. If it's working, it's working.
I agree. This isn't the time, because that hand's not that hot. The team's winning. That's it. I'm not giving him all the credit for the team winning. That defense has played out of its damn mind.
How many turnovers does he have?
Where are we at here? All right, hold on. He's got 1 interception. I can't see fumbles on this stupid site. Come on. Why they gotta? You click on something to find out stats, and then they send you to, like, all the pictures. And so, come on, man. Nobody clicked on that nonsense. I don't see how many fumbles he has.
In 8 games, 7.5 games, CJ has 5 interceptions. Passer rating's not that bad, though. 93.4, CJ. Yeah, 410-583-1057 is the number.
So his QBR last night, Davis Mills, was 22.6 against Buffalo. It was 37.7 against Tennessee, 58.5 against Jacksonville. He's what some people call not good, but they're winning.
Yeah. He's what I call not good. He's what I call not good. Yeah. By the way, it looks like he has another year on the contract. It says 2026.
Yeah.
No, that's what's ready for him. Not at all. Is Buffalo in trouble?
I mean, look, I've been talking about this all year. There are no great teams in the AFC. And I think we're going to find out when the Chiefs beat Indy this weekend. People are going to look at it a little bit differently. I don't know when the shine comes off of Denver, because they're going to win that division. But it's going to come off.
You don't think Denver's legit?
No.
Because of their quarterback.
No, it's not that. Like, there's something off with that team. Like, and it does start with the quarterback, because I agree with you when you talked about Sean Payton. You know, like, you think he's the best coach in the NFL, right?
Oh, no.
No?
No. I never said that. I think he's one of the best in terms of getting something out of his quarterback. I do think that.
I thought you said on Friday he was the best coach in the NFL when we were talking about this. Because I said I would take Andy Reid, and you said you would take Sean Payton over him.
No, that wasn't me. Because I would never take Andy Reid over Sean Payton over Andy Reid.
Are you sure? Did I dream this?
I'm pretty sure. Roll that tape.
Friday show. We can go back to it.
Last Friday?
Yes.
You do know I hate Sean Payton.
Huh?
You do know I hate Sean Payton, right?
I thought you hated him, but when I was talking about the Broncos not being for real, could have swore you're sitting
there. I think he's a great coach.
You know what? Maybe it was somebody else. Oh, I know who it was. It was Lob Wrong. That's who said it to me. It's so easy to get confused. Man, you can't trust me anyway. I don't know.
I don't remember this. I don't think I'd take Sean Payton over Andy Reid. I don't know about that.
Yeah. So, again, just going back to the Broncos this year, it's how they play their games. Barely beating the Titans in week one. All right. You lose to the Colts, and that's a game they should have won. They missed a field goal at the end. The Chargers beat you. And then you go in and stomp the Bengals, which they suck. Broncos go on the road and beat the Eagles, which a lot of people are going to. I actually picked that game because I thought the Eagles weren't real back then. Then you beat the Jets 13-11. And then you have to come all the way back on the Giants while you're at home.
Win's a win.
You could say that. Okay. A win's a win until you get into playoffs and you ain't winning those games because those teams are better.
No, that's what a win really is, a win. Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45, but on the other side, most of the injured Ravens returned to practice, but Lamar's still nursing an injury. He was there. Do you feel he'll never be healthy enough to see the real Lamar this season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't think I'm old at all right now. Not that old. I'm not old at all right now. But it's my first time, you know, dealing with something like this. Like, why I'm playing at that, you know. So, I mean, we got great trainers and stuff like that. Our staff is good. So, like I said, I'm good.
Most of the injured players returned back to practice for the Baltimore Ravens yesterday, including the player you just heard in Lamar Jackson. Jeremy, we're in week 12 right now?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's 100%, including Lamar. No one is. I don't think anybody makes more out of, I mean, so many people around here make so much out of his. He's not running the ball like he used to. Okay. All right. You know why? Because he doesn't have to. Beat you with his arm. Stop. He's not as explosive. He's a quarterback. You know, he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
And it's funny for the people who hated people always talk about him running and call him a running back. Now you're upset that he's not as explosive as he once was when he's a much better passer than he's ever been. I don't think Lamar Jackson or anybody else at this point in the season is 100%.
Yeah.
Unless they haven't played yet. And if they haven't played yet, it's probably because they hurt.
I think there's a large part of people out there that they're Ravens fans and they still want to see him fail because they'd never bought into it and they'd rather be right than their team be successful. I mean, if you haven't bought in yet, I don't know what to tell you about Lamar because the guy's been the best player in the league. Just been off the charts good. And granted, we've had two games here where he hasn't looked like himself. Right. And I don't know if people are writing him off or whatnot, but I still think the Ravens by the end of the season might be the best team in the AFC if they keep moving the way that they've been moving.
I'm concerned about the past two games. I am. That's not me writing them off.
I'm not because he just had one against Miami. I think it's more about the matchups. Two road games against two defenses, one of which the Brian Flores defense is giving him hell every time he goes up against them.
If he fillets the Jets on Sunday, then my concern goes away. If it continues, then there's something going on. That's the type of concern I have, Al. I'm waiting until Sunday to see what happens. If he gets back to looking like Lamar, then okay, you're right. Then it was the opponents. If not, then there's more to it.
By the way, my favorite prop play on Sunday is Lamar over 1.5 passing touchdowns.
I take that easy.
Yeah, I think he's coming out and showcasing himself. You're going to see him throw. He might even have a couple of those Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford touchdowns where they're on the 1 yard line. He goes, "Yeah, we'll do this." Or the little pitch for it. Give me a touchdown pass.
The LeBron James touchdown pass.
That's basically what it is, man.
But yeah, I think he's fine overall. The health is not a big concern of mine right now. I want to see him out there Sunday. He has to absolutely destroy the New York Jets Sunday, Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, look, the Jets should be a puffy pants game. I understand you're going against Tyrod Taylor, which I think I'd rather go up against Justin Field.
Well, those of you who don't understand what puffy pants game means, it's a Bob Haney phrase, hammer or puffy pants.
So hammer time.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, a puffy pants game. Yeah, Bob Haney coined that phrase and
long time ago.
And I've run with it.
And
I digress. Say?
No, something
else. He coined
else.
That one too.
Oh, what was it?
He has another one?
Yeah, he took from Don King. It'll come to
me. Only in America.
No, it'll come to me.
Oh, sorry.
410-583-1057 is the number. East Baltimore, Larry. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, everybody talking about Buffalo. Didn't I tell you in September Buffalo was overrated? I don't even pay that no mind. Buffalo trash. I look at the AFC. The Ravens can beat Denver, New England. The coast is a joke. Daniel Jones a bum. So I look at it. And you know, tell you the truth now, I watched football many, many years, all my life. I'm going to tell you now. Ain't nobody going to beat Philadelphia. Philly going to win it again. It's going to be the Ravens, probably the Ravens against Philly. But I don't think the Ravens can beat them.
Hey, thanks a lot, Larry. It was KTFO. Knock them.
Oh, yeah. KTFO. See, the with what he's saying there, I'm not willing to write off Daniel Jones because everyone thinks he's bad or he's been bad. He had one good year in New York, an amazing year in New York, and that got him paid. But now he's finally got an offensive line, a running game, a defense that can get stopped. So I'm not writing them off, but there's something wrong with the Eagles.
I'm not writing them off yet, but I've never written them on.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see.
I think a lot of people out there expecting the Eagles to just flip that switch when the playoff comes on. It ain't that easy. You got wholesale problems. A.J. Brown just said when someone asked him about having a down year, he's like, is Saquon having a down year? Well, yeah. What's the disconnect with him and Jalen Hurts? And if they can't figure out this offense, they're not running through the NFC the way that everybody thinks. They should have lost to the Rams at home. You know, they've lost to the Broncos.
I think the Rams are the best team in NFC.
I do too. I can't believe I'm saying that because the way to beat the Rams. Here's the sad part. The way to beat the Rams on the outside, you got to throw the ball against them. Their run defense really comes in and frustrates the hell out of you. But you can beat them on the outside. But then they let their pass rush loose. So take it for what it's worth.
Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
There you go, buddy.
Sir.
My score prediction is 28 to 20 Ravens. Go Ravens. And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend, too. He has a close game. Johnny in Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Jeremy, you said something a couple minutes ago about Lamar having a couple, you know, down games because of some defenses.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen in the playoffs, man, when they play all good defenses? Shouldn't the Ravens be preparing for that?
Yeah, but I think they will. I think when you look at it, though, it's not just about good defenses. It's the history between the Browns and the Ravens at Cleveland. They had three straight road games, and I'll give you the caveat that they had a bye week after their first one. But still, three straight road games, which they won all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you face a Minnesota team where we know what Brian Flores has done to him. And look, with this offensive line and the way that, like, Ken McKusick said he had two plays in that entire game against the Vikings where he had 3 seconds to throw the football in the pocket. Other times he created. So, look, yeah, I'm not worried about these past two games. I still think everything's going to be fine moving forward with the offense. I have concerns about the defense, even though they look good, just because of what they look like in the beginning of the year.
Jeff in Perry Hall. What's up, Jeff?
Jack.
What's up, man? What you been up to, buddy?
What's going on, brother?
Long time no hear from.
Yeah, bud. Hey, I was just thinking, you know, like, we've seen Lamar be so great and do so many things. And when he just stands back there under the passer, it's kind of like you're let down because you expect so much.
Right.
I don't think he's doing bad. You know, if he was bad, he'd be bad. He's just not the Superman that we've seen so much in the past.
Okay. All right, so you think all is fine?
I think all is fine. And I think when you get against a great team that he has to play great against, I think Lamar will come out great. When you play crap, he plays like crap sometimes. That's the way I look at it.
Hey, man, thanks a lot, Jack. Have a good one. Have a good weekend. Jack from Gunpowder Lodge.
Okay.
Yeah. When you first revealed to everybody about Oomzy, he wouldn't let it go.
Oh, good. Good for him.
Manny in Essex. What's up, Manny?
I didn't reveal it. You did.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing? Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Manny.
Listen, I want you to think about something. Let me tell you something now. You think about it a little bit if I'm right or wrong. Is the ball coming up with an extension on his contract end of the season or no?
I mean, they're trying to work one out now.
Yeah, he doesn't have to, but they want to work one out.
All right. So, I mean, the ball might be hurt, maybe not. Maybe not doing enough stuff extra to hurt himself because he's spending, I mean, making forward in playoffs and go and maybe win the Super Bowl and get the big extension. If he gets hurt.
No, so you're looking at
hold up, Manny. Extension either way.
Manny, you're looking at this the wrong way. Lamar's not at the end of his contract. They want him to extend to make it better financially. He's not at the end of his contract.
Yeah, they got
to
sign other players.
He's not playing for a contract. So that theory goes out the window.
Just so people know, like, and again, I'm not trying to mansplain anything, but with a quarterback and how much money they're going to take up on your salary cap, you backload the contract. When you start to get to those years, then you want to restructure to backload it again.
He's making it seem like Lamar's playing for a contract. He's not playing for a contract. Yeah. He's under contract. They want him to extend for financial reasons.
Yeah.
Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45, but on the other side, Todd Monken hadn't found the same level of success this year that he did in 23 or 24. Are you starting to be concerned a little bit? Do you think he'd end up leaving the Ravens and looking for a head coaching job? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Oh, yeah. I heard a song by them yesterday.
Beastie Boys?
Yeah. What was it? Gina Crash played it.
Girls? Oh, played it over there?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Intergalactic?
Oh.
What?
Was it
they played
Fight
it
for Your Right?
The Party?
Yeah.
She played it on 101.9?
What happened was it was somebody's birthday or something. I can't remember.
Oh,
what
one
it
of
was.
The guys from the Beastie Boys,
and
maybe?
Yeah, they played it.
Yeah. The funniest thing about Fight for Your Right to Party is they made that song to make fun of like frat bros and all the party dudes.
Yeah.
And then they had to go perform it for everyone because it became so popular.
It was, I mean, that album, I don't like too many other albums that they made, but that one was
well. That one,
off the chain,
correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, aren't all the songs sampled from Led Zeppelin? Like Rick Rubin took so many Led Zeppelin songs and
just
remixed
a couple
them.
Of them.
There's just a couple?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you can hear it in the songs and like, it's brilliant.
I was alive. Why'd you ask Joe?
Huh?
Yeah, he didn't
know.
I don't know that.
Yeah, did you know Rick Rubin produced it?
Yes.
When?
Are you kidding me?
What, two Led Zeppelin songs did he use,
you're
Rob?
You're joking me. I don't know, but Rick Rubin talked about it in the documentary he did with Jay-Z. Yes. Rick Rubin also did, what was that, 99 Problems?
Is this the same guy that told me Sean Payton was the greatest coach in the league?
Rob doesn't know.
All right. I'm confused today.
99 problems. I don't know who Rick Rubin is.
I'm not saying you don't know who Rick Rubin is. I didn't know if you knew they produced that he produced the Beastie Boys. I almost said the Beach Boys.
Yep. Yep. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lee Sterling will join us at 6:45. Todd Monken. Do you think Todd Monken is maybe at a crossroads right now with his career with the Baltimore Ravens?
Are you talking about what he wants to do moving forward?
No, or? I mean, like, you know, the offense may not be as potent as it once was. I thought it was a brilliant play call with the tush push reverse. But overall, I think he's left a lot of meat on the bone.
See, I just think this is recency bias because we've seen it the past two games. All of a sudden, it's like, yeah, something wrong with the offense? No, I don't think anything's wrong with it. Come back in a couple weeks after they've played a few more games, especially some home games, and we'll see. If Lamar's banged up and that's been an issue, but I don't think that's caused any issues for this team. I think the offensive line has been dreadful the past 2 weeks.
Lamar Jackson was injured for a great part of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. So we don't really count what Houston did to the Baltimore Ravens because that was Cooper Rush.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really count, I guess, what the Rams did because that wasn't Lamar Jackson. So when the 28 points, the 27 points, the 23 points, is like that's just mm-hmm. they're waiting to bust out.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, like if you look at the start of the season, again, when Lamar was in there, you dropped, what was it, 40, 38, 31? Do I have the numbers right? I'm close.
40, 41, 30, yeah.
Yeah, 30, 38.
The 20.
20. The 20 was against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That was the worst performance by far. But again, I like going back to the beginning of the year, seeing how many points they were scoring, I still think this offense is very capable of all that. I just wonder about the offensive line now. Do we see Emory Jones at some point? Do they shuffle the offensive line? Because I'm not buying in. I mean, they may say that they have the best five out there. I don't know that they do.
410-583-1057. Let's go to get Shallow in West Baltimore. What's up, Shallow?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Hey, why I knew you was about to come to me? My gut told me that, right? So I guess on Friday, right, Friday morning before I had no coffee, nothing, right? But look, my gut was right. Look, I'm going to start off like this, right? So look, hey, check this out. He just came to me, so I'm going to get my thoughts.
Oh, go
hey, Ron, look, real fast. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I know I called in earlier in the week and said this, but like Jeremy just said, I'm going to jump on that real fast. I'm a little, and you know I'm a homer all day long, Lord. You know I'm a go-for, right? But I'm a little ashamed of the front office, and I'm tell you why, real fast, right? You know what? Defense for the championships, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
At the end of the day, y'all saying about Lamar being beat up and things like that, or nicked up a little bit. Hey, Jerry, I'm gonna tell you, I am afraid of this line down the road a little bit. I'm afraid, man. Because I don't have no faith. Hey, hold up before you kick the ball. Look, I'm telling you. Let me ask you a question, Rob. Y'all said, well, you can't address every issue you have.
Can't.
But Jeremy, real fast, tell me why you don't think that the offensive line should have been a number one part on. I'm not saying safety and corner, all that. But please, can you guys do some of this before y'all hang up? Tell me why you don't think that the offensive line should have been a number one part. Because they didn't even do anything in the And if they didn't do anything to bring him in after the draft. I mean,
I was hoping they brought in Kevin Zeitler on the trade, but maybe they didn't want to give up the draft picks because they have so many other issues in the offseason. Maybe they want to take a step back from things and reevaluate to see how they want to attack.
I mean, I've said this before. Like, I feel like if you're working in a front office, you got to play chess where the fans want you to play checkers.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey, ain't nothing much. Hey, man, y'all was...
Nobody asked you what's going on. We said good morning. We usually
hey, tell Rob to sit down again.
Oh, yeah.
Sit your $5 ass down before Rashawn makes change.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on y'all YouTube little channel this morning, man. You know, I went on there.
YouTube little channel.
YouTube little channel.
Okay, the big channel.
Where you at right now?
Do we work?
He heard us. He heard us.
Yeah.
If you say, huh, you heard me.
Work.
Yeah, you're lying.
No, I didn't hear anybody working around you.
Go ahead.
I know your ass ain't working.
Hey, but listen, man. So y'all was talking about Todd Monken and him possibly getting a head coaching job. Right. That was the topic that I heard before y'all went to the break. I thought y'all was talking about. So that's the topic I was ready for. But I heard Shiloh talking about something else. So it kind of threw me off a little bit, man. But at his age, 59 years old, I mean, he'd be the seventh oldest head coach in the league right now. And I don't know too many teams hiring an unestablished older coach like that. You know, it seems like everybody's looking for the younger guy, like the Sean Payton and the
Sean Payton ain't a young guy. He's an old guy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the guy in the Rams.
You meant Sean McVay and Mike McDaniel and Kevin
O'Connell. Guys like that. Yeah. Yeah, them guys like that, you know, and would Todd Monken want a head coaching job, you know? And
absolutely he would. Would he be good at it, and what does he want it? Two different answers, I think.
Can I go back to, what he was talking, all those names you mentioned, Mike McDaniel, offensive coordinator, Kevin O'Connell, offensive, you know, these guys are coming from those coordinator positions or even being, the linebackers coach or the defensive backs coach. The vision is you're going through that for most of these guys to eventually become a head coach. We talk about it all the time in college. Do you really want to leave being the big fish in a small pond to come up here and trying to be one of these fish in this big-ass pond to showcase yourself? If you want to push yourself, you do. But, I think teams are going to look for whatever's out there. Teams would have – nobody was beating down the door for Bill Belichick, which was crazy, right? Or at least we thought it was. But at this point in time, yeah, you try to find the next hot coach, if you will. But how many teams have gone after that guy over and over and over again? We've seen this.
Trevor Rogers had a conversation with Jacob Calvin Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. What did he say? We'll let you know at 7 o'clock, but on the other side. Let's see what Lee Sterling's talking about from Paramount Sports. What are his picks for the week? Up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
6:47 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from Paramount Sports, he is Lee Sterling. What's going on, Lee?
We got him?
I'm good.
There he is.
Good.
Right, we got him.
Let me say this, though. I usually, in the, Morning. I have to say this. I'm not one to make snap judgments. Never said this before about a contender. I think in one game, I think Buffalo is done. They were beaten up mentally and physically.
Wow.
I've never seen their offensive line so bad and so beaten. And Josh Allen, I mean, he's going to need the full extra 3 days to heal up. And their defense, bunch of guys could be out for a long time. So never said this before, but I think Buffalo, you might just put a line right through them. Wow. I think they're done.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind it at all. Not a fan of them, but, you know, we shall see moving forward. How about, let's get to your games. Right. Last week you were 2-2. Let's go with Michigan as they travel to Maryland to take on the Terps. Terps are struggling lately.
They are. I thought the decision to bring Mike Locksley back after losing six straight games was kind of curious. It seems like every year this time of year, they go on this long losing streak, and it's not like they're recruiting well. They're ranked 74th. I checked the recruiting classes, and they're even behind Colorado State, who's been missing a coach for about 6 weeks, Temple, and Fresno State. So I don't get it. The only problem for Michigan here is they've just been winning but skating by. Down a bunch of running backs. They could be down to their fourth and fifth string running backs for this game, but under two touchdowns, I think you got to go with Michigan here. I think they win and cover this game something like 35-13.
Hey, well, let's go to the NFL. The Patriots, I can't believe I'm saying this, look like one of the better teams in the AFC. Drake May looks like he's for real, and they're going up against one of the worst defenses in the history of the league in Cincinnati. Do they cover the 8?
Yeah, Logan Wilson gets traded to Dallas, and he even looks good. So just you get away from your teammates, you get away from the stink of that field. Mm-hmm. I mean, now no Jamar Chase here. You think Joe Flacco looks good, but they've lost 4 or 5 games since he showed up. And, you know, even if the Patriots are just kind of trying to run out the clock, Trevion Henderson and me, he's got almost 500 yards and 5 touchdowns, and he didn't play much first couple games here. Hate to say it, but I like New England. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. They win and cover 32-20.
Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Steelers travel to Chicago to take on the Bears. How you feel about this one, Lee?
Yeah, well, it looks like Aaron Rodgers might try to give it the go. I mean, whoever plays quarterback, what's crazy is back in the day when he was on his game, even 5-6 years ago, when he wouldn't play in a game, the line would move 7 points. If he doesn't play in this game and they go to Mason Rudolph or even Duck Hodges, I'm kidding with that one, but that's it. He's just not good anymore.
You're breaking up, Lee.
They win in close games, 7-3. No one would have thought they would have been 7-3. I just think that Chicago is fake here. Their cornerbacks can be beat. Let's go with Pittsburgh. They went straight up 26-20.
Lee, you're on a 33-11-1 run in the NFL the last 9 Sundays. Tell us the Ravens are going to win and cover on Sunday. More importantly, that they just win, but I want to know who covers.
Yeah. I like two things here in this game. So I like the Ravens, and I love Lamar Jackson over 1.5 touchdown passes here. I mean, when he has a tough little stretch, he usually comes out firing here. I mean, what are the Jets doing? I mean, Tyrod Taylor, they're going to have a 15-year veteran. It's been 11 years, I checked, since he left Baltimore. He averages 5.5 yards per attempt. Worse than Justin Fields here. Jets defense, are you ready for this? Doesn't have an interception yet. You would think a ricochet. Well, he ricocheted in someone's arms here, but not one so far here. Another. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. I like Baltimore big here.
Wow.
I think they win this game something like 30-10. Yep.
Hey, Lee, what about your game of the week, Raiders and Browns? You sure picked a good one for the game of the week.
Well, Shedeur Sanders, get to see him. That's reason people watch. They want to get it for free. Call 800-400-9741. Again, the number 800-400-9741. They want to get that game on me. We're on a 33-11-1 run in the NFL. It's called Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. You can get it every single Sunday for the next 4 weeks, $197. Also, our player props. Just reduce those to $297 NFL and in college football on a roll there, $297 through the Super Bowl. So, two ways to win. Paramount.com.
Lee, thanks a lot, my friend. We'll talk to you. We'll do it early next week. We'll do it on Wednesday. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, my
good,
friend.
Good, man. All right.
410-583-1057. Apologize for the connection difficulty.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't
had there.
I don't think he's had that before, but like it seemed like there was even like a little bit of a delay.
He's just a dark cloud over you this morning.
Is it me? Is it me? Well, hey, I like the fact that Lee likes Lamar over 1.5 touchdown passes. I talked about that in the first segment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the girl from Maryland last night? Got the steal, ran out of her shoe, and still made the layup.
What? You may know it offhand because I know you follow the girl's name from Iowa State, the center.
I don't know her name offhand.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She came in the other game and filled it up in like 20-some minutes. You're like,
how the hell? She does that, man.
Nobody can stop her.
Round mound.
I don't know if you could use those nicknames on the ladies' side, though, right?
I guess not.
Yeah. Sorry. Hey, Large Marge, way to go.
Well, that's insulting. Round mound is not insulting.
It's not?
I don't think so.
They called Charles Barkley the round mound of rebound. Do you think anybody wants to look like him? Especially on the lady side. I saw his daughter.
Audie Crooks.
Audie Crooks, that's it.
Audie Crooks.
She's good, man.
Yeah, she had 22 points, 8 assists, a couple rebounds.
I think Miss Tony said it best, man.
But Addie Brown had 15 rebounds and 12 points on that team.
Watch out for the big girls.
Look at those girls from Galveston.
Is that where she's from?
No. That's just what Charles Barkley is. Just all the ugly girls come from Galveston.
He always talk about the big women in San Antonio. He's like, I come down here in the Riverwalk, all I see is big women.
See, those are the things I wouldn't say. Call her the round mound. I don't think that's really an insult, but yeah, watch out for the big girl. I think there's a line somewhere. Ravens, Jets over under at 7:30, but on the other side, Jacob Calvin Meyer, a good friend of the show.
See, wait.
See, look, I wanted to get him on the air today.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy and Joseph, well, he's been under the weather this week. I'm like,
who cares?
Thank you.
Yeah, Young Jeezy said.
And then you booked the guest. I was just trying to be nice to him.
Gotta go to work.
I'll call him now.
Gotta go to work.
Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast. Friendly.
clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.